Philip Sample Pierre after these urgent care today's date is 11/17/2023. Dictation is for Sue Hamilton. Hamilton spells H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N. Sue spells S-U-E. Date of birth is 02/29. Correction, 02/28/1949. This is a 74-year-old female. Here with painful urination period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 5 days. She's been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement period. Says she came in today because of increased pain, fatigue period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports painful urination, comma, frequent urination, an urgency period. Next paragraph. Next line, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, endorses suprapubic abdominal pain period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of tumor. Blood pressure is 108/68. Pulse 82, respiration 18. Temperature 97.8 period. Next paragraph, abdomen soft. No rebound, no guarding, normal bowel sounds period. Tenderness in the suprapubic region period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no managerial signs period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles. No paradoxical motion period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, sinosis period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is urinary tract infection, acute urinary tract infection. Number 2, glucosuria. Number 3, hematuria. Number 4, dysuria. Number 5, frequent urination. Number 6, fatigue period. Next paragraph, considering patient's age and findings on physical exam and lab, I recommend that a patient be seen in the emergency in an emergency room setting. She blatantly said no. Says she does not want to go to an emergency room. She states, I quote, my son is coming in today and she wants to do something with him and his family, close quote. In the clinic today, she received the following injection of Rocephin, 1 gram IM. She was observed for an additional 15/20 minutes. Afterwards, she reevaluated and she reports no signs and symptoms of reaction to the medication period. She was sent home with the following medication. 1 macrobid, 100 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14. Next medication, pyridium, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 4 days, number 12. Urinalysis was done in the clinic today. Urinalysis reveals glucose, about approximately 100. Blood, trace blood, protein present, nitrite positive, leukocyte estrate large amount. Patient and I again had a discussion about being seen in the emergency room. She insists on not going to the emergency room. She said she would like to try some injection of the antibiotics and PO antibiotics, and if she doesn't feel better, she will return and go to the emergency room. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has none. End of dictation.